I'm Walt Idelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. We got an update from him about plans for this Friday evening where they're going to be unveiling the updated and newly turfed Marquette High School football field. Here's more with Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders.
Been a labor of love trying to get this project completed on time so we could actually play a football game as our athletic complex. We've redone our football field. It is immaculate, state-of-the-art turf football field. In the spring, we're going to redo the track and add some other track and field activities, so we'll be able to host the UP Finals. That was one of the goals of refurbishing the athletic complex, but for this Friday, we're going to have our grand reopening of the football field. And again, already, not only are we going to be able to play what should hopefully be a great game against an undefeated Negaunee team coming in and an up-and-coming Marquette team. We're young, got a lot of talent. You know, we lost this last weekend to the number one ranked Detroit Country Day team. Looking at our schedule, Coach LaHillier and the Redmen have actually faced four number one teams in their divisions this year. So not only do we have a young up-and-coming team, but it's been a tough schedule.
But it's character building.
It is. Absolutely, it's character building. They've held their heads high. They've gone out and they haven't quit in any of those football games. They continue to play hard. And this is going to be their opportunity to play on the turf for the first time. And it's just a phenomenal facility that we have.
Lots of things are going on. You have a bit of a schedule there of what's happening on Friday. What is happening?
Absolutely. So we're going to have our first ever tailgate party. And this is, again, a way for the district to say thank you to the community, again, for passing that bond and for allowing us to you know, build the athletic complex. So we're going to have a ton of activities. So the tailgate's going to take place Friday at our practice field, which is right next to the main football field. There'll be several tents and things set up there. We'll be out grilling. We'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, brats for the community, all free drinks, hors d'oeuvres, those types of things, and then a ton of games for the kids. So it's going to start at 5:30. I do want to mention we have some great sponsors. Aubrey's is a sponsor. Woolworth's is sponsoring food for this event. UP Rehab Services, Econo Foods, UP Health Systems, Great Lakes Radio. You guys are going to have your system out there playing mm-hmm. music. It's going to be phenomenal. Honor Credit Union's made up a couple hundred footballs for giveaways for the kids. It's just going to be phenomenal tailgate, and again, it should be a sellout crowd for the Negaunee game immediately afterwards.
You know, and that's the whole thing about it, is you want the community to come out, you want the families to come out, and also alumni that are out and about, come and check out the new football field.
Absolutely. It's going to be a tremendous opening for us, a great place of community pride, and again, we have a number of events already taken place. We haven't played a soccer game there, but the UP soccer finals are going to be going on Saturday. They're going to play the UP finals game there on Saturday night. So not only is it great for our own kids, but it's going to be great for the entire UP to have that type of facility.
Bill Saunders with us this morning, superintendent of the Marquette Area Public Schools. Some great news coming out of the school system and some upgrades and things in the district you definitely want to check out. If people want to find out more, the best way to do that is what?
Check out our website, www.mapsnet.org. Download the app. Go to the App Store, Android, or Apple, mm-hmm. and download the Maps mobile app. Great source of information. Everything's updated on there. We also have a lot of flyers around town to pass out, so a lot of the storefronts, those types of things, will have this. But again, show up Friday, 5:30, and all you can eat, a lot of games for the kids, face painting, all kinds of other stuff. We'll keep the kids occupied for an hour, give the parents a little bit of a break, uh-huh. and have a really great celebration before we have that game.
That's the comments of Marquette Area Public Schools Superintendent Bill Saunders. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.